show on UK Health Radio. My name's Robin Daly, and I'm both the host of the show and the founder of the UK charity Yes to Life, that's there to provide support for people with cancer to learn about and use integrative medicine to help their well-being. Way back in the thick of the lockdown in the autumn of 2020, Yes to Life partnered up with Progressive Communications to put on the largest event seen in the UK on the subject of integrative medicine for cancer. It was called Your Life and Cancer 2020 and featured over 50 experts from around the globe in 2 weekends of explorations. Well, Your Life and Cancer 2022 is just around the corner and preparations are well underway. So I'm going to speak over the internet to Sophie Potten and Versha Carter, the driving forces behind Progressive Communications, about the plans and what we can expect next year. Hi Sophie and Versha, great to have you back on the Yes to Life show.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Robin. Thanks for inviting us.
Hi Robin, lovely to be here.
So I'm looking forward enormously to Your Life and Cancer 2022. So first things first, can you tell everyone when it is so they can get it in their calendar right now?
So the first weekend is taking place from the 29th to the 30th of January and the second weekend from the 12th to the 13th of February 2022.
Fantastic. So 2 weekends again. The last Your Life and Cancer had a different title for each weekend. Are those continued through for 2022?
Yeah, we've got the 2 weekends because the first weekend is really all about an introduction to integrative medicine. So for those that are currently going through treatment or supporting somebody going through treatment and taking solely the conventional route and haven't yet explored some of the things that they can do themselves, that weekend will introduce you to some of the easy changes that you can make that can have a real difference. And the second weekend is we take you a little bit further on your journey and expose you to some other ideas and some other science that you may wish to incorporate into your plan as well. Potentially not at the beginning, but it's really just a way to try and present some really good sound evidence and to help people shortcut their learning, really, because it's quite a minefield, I believe, out there to try and gather all this information. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the first weekend was extraordinarily valuable last time for the way that it did lead people by the hand into the whole territory of integrative medicine, which is, yeah, as you say, it's a bit of a minefield. You might end up somewhere really totally irrelevant to you to start with, for example. So it really highlighted the most important things and underlined the message of don't panic. You'll find a way through this. It's not as complicated as it necessarily looks.
Yeah, that comment, don't panic, was a really nice message that came through on that first weekend too, because I think that was one of the, going through the research for organising the event, was just that understanding that when you've been diagnosed, when you have a cancer diagnosis, you've got a lot of information and you potentially feel that you maybe are rushed into making decisions and it's difficult in that situation when you've got so much coming at you together. And I think for me, the message that came out at the end of that first weekend is take your time. You have time in most instances. You don't need to do all of these things together as well. You can just make some simple changes at the beginning that can make a difference. And Professor Thomas really presented the science associated with that really right at the beginning to really highlight how, you know, if you do go and walk it and have regular exercise in your treatment plan, you're going to have some really high percentages of lowering the chance of reoccurrence and things like that. So it, for me, it was a great introduction.
Yeah, no, it's very heartening that actually some of the simplest changes are some of the ones that have the biggest effect. So it's really good to know all this stuff. So I'd like to have a little nostalgia fest now and remember some of the highlights of Your Life and Cancer 2020. I was looking through the 2020 programme again and it conjured up such great memories. It was... it was one of the really great things, I think, to come out of the lockdown, really, a product of the extraordinary circumstances we found ourselves in then, that the whole idea, the concept for this event came out of that. So do you want to have a little ramble around your memories of 2020 and pick a few things that stand out for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, there were so many good presentations, but there was Dr. Lisa Shule, who's a naturopathic oncologist in the United States, and she's working with alongside oncologists in conventional hospitals, but supporting them. She just gave a hugely powerful presentation about how, you know, when you're ill, you need conventional medicine and you need strong medicine. And sometimes that strong medicine is chemo and radiation, but that's what you need. And I just remember her saying to stop cancer in its tracks. But what she also said was that she felt that it was, you know, it was vital that people also get given the other support and knowledge that they can, the things that they can do to support that treatment, to get the best out of that treatment, to maybe extend their ability to cope with that treatment, but also to deal with the consequences of the treatment, because it is on some level, it's a poison for the cancer, but it also is very toxic. And there are things that you can do afterwards. But she had had cancer herself. And so not only was she a naturopathic oncologist and really understood it from a patient, you know, from a practitioner's point of view, but she'd been the patient as well. It was hugely moving. And then Robin, the other one that really stood out was, for me, was Patrick Hanaway. And just the title of his presentation was so powerful. It was just like, it was when you...
Everyone has two lives. The second one, the second one begins when you realize you only have one.
Yeah, just his whole presentation was, he recently been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. And the message for me from that one was, don't go it alone, pull in your community. And don't be shy of asking support. And actually, you're not only will you get the support of them potentially helping you to drive your kids somewhere or to do some chores, but actually that community spirit that comes with bringing in your community and your family, and not just your, literally, you know, your genetic family, but your community and that extended group of people around you will help the spiritual side of what that brings. And that for me was a really powerful message. He was a very powerful speaker.
I agree. Yeah, well, both those two, I completely agree with you on that. I thought they were amazing. Yeah, I felt really privileged to interview some of these people. You know, they're kind of standout people. Of course, we had Sophie Savage speaking, and you know, she set the tone for the second day in the most amazing way with her talk about her unique insights into the nature of fear, basically. And I think extraordinarily important for that first weekend to have that kind of really in-depth view of what is the overriding experience of people who have just been diagnosed with cancer. That's actually what they're dealing with from day to day, is this existential fear. I think my overriding memory of the event was this extraordinary collective depth of knowledge and experience. I mean, just amazing breadth and depth. So,
and the community spirit that was generated. So I guess the difference between, I mean, everyone came in live for those presentations. I think there were one or two that came in that were recorded just purely due to time differences. But then the Q&A alongside those recordings was live. So we had an expert there. And every presentation was an interview with somebody who was very knowledgeable about the subject as well. So it was that interaction between the speakers was really, really important, I think, because they built on each other's knowledge and they asked really interesting questions. But really what was great was that they all took questions from the floor. And so it was just all of that interaction that was going on in the Zoom chat was just amazing to see. And I just, it, from my point of view, it was probably one of the most rewarding events I've ever worked on, because we felt like we were making a difference. And yeah, the comments were great, Sophie, weren't they? So
yeah, no, it was absolutely fantastic for an online event to be able to sort of bring everyone together and have that interaction was was wonderful, really. And the feedback was fantastic. The comments that we had afterwards, inspirational, authentic, empowering, enlightening, fantastic, brilliant, informative, grounding, with all these wonderful words were just, yeah, like you say, very powerful, very overwhelming, and just amazing to be able to bring everyone together to ask questions and to be part of that community. Just to give you a few statistics on there, we had over 700 attendees from 32 countries, which was wonderful. We had people from as far as South Africa and Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia. So it was a real opportunity to bring everyone together from all these different countries online, which you wouldn't necessarily be able to get from an in-person event that was held in one particular country. So that was really beneficial.
Right. And just to put your comment, Versha, in context, you said one of the most great events you've ever run. You've done a lot of events.
Yeah, Sophie and I have, I mean, we are professional event organisers and we've worked on a range of different events. Our largest event has been 5,000 people, to all to do with ocean science and marine science. And actually, it was a super interesting topic. You know, we met some amazing scientists that had, you know, delved to the deepest part of the ocean, and so that was a privilege as well. But actually there was nothing quite like this event before for us. It was just, I really felt that the appreciation from the audience of the information that they were getting, and you know, it was a one-off for us, wasn't it, Robin? Or we thought it potentially was. We didn't really know how it would go, we didn't really know how well it would be received. But actually, on so many levels, it was just perfect, wasn't it? I mean, it just seemed to, the whole concept of, you know, realizing that people at whatever, we had people there that were listening to it in hospital, that we had people that were listening to it in bed, we had, you know, people that were well out walking, listening to it, you know, I mean, you could join it. And then obviously people were able to watch all the recordings afterwards. So we've continued to have that sharing that's gone on. So, because it was quite an intense 2 weekends, wasn't it? I mean, it was a full on schedule. So we're laughing at the exhaustion from our point of view.
So, just to come back to something you already mentioned, a kind of novel aspect of the 2020 event was that it pretty much completely avoided the screen death by PowerPoint that so many events developed into by going online. I mean, you know, that's what happened. Everybody just did PowerPoints. And it was very sleep-provoking and sort of dehumanising. And this idea, which was yours, I think, Versha, of bringing in two experts to speak to each other actually enlivened the thing enormously, I think. As you pointed out, having an expert talking to an expert brought out interesting common ground, interesting questions, all sorts of things that were really very novel. And my experience is generally we don't hear experts talking to each other. That's how it is. We hear single experts pronouncing, and then another one pronounces something else on the same subject, and it's like, well, they don't quite fit together, and we never get to find out why. But actually, to explore the ground between was so interesting, I thought.
Yeah, that was particularly, I remember the two oncologists. We had Professor Robert Thomas from the UK, and then Dr. or Professor Donald Abrams from the United States, and both very much into an integrative lifestyle approach to treating cancer, but very different experiences. And so that was great listening to them as well, and seeing where they had that kind of shared experience. And
I actually, the other aspect of that meeting I so much enjoyed was the kind of utterly 21st century nature of it, where Professor Abrahams was sitting on the rear fender of his pickup in the car park in Reno, Nevada, on his mobile. I thought, how amazing, you know, you can actually do this. You know, we've got, you know, hundreds of people watching, and but a very interesting dialogue between two people, you know, to bring those two together normally would be such an ordeal.
Well, that actually was one of the other amazing things, obviously, about going online. I mean, that particular oncologist meeting was probably, as an organizer, my most stressful moment. Like, will he lose connection while he's sitting on the back of his pickup truck? But just the beauty of being able to just email people, experts from around the world, and just say, could you spare an hour of your time to have a presentation in Your Life in Cancer? And actually, you know, we are very much an unknown. And a lot of these international people, even though Yes to Life is really known, they didn't know about the Yes to Life charity. And so it was just, I was just amazed at the amount of goodwill that we had globally from people that were willing to give up their time over the weekend. And people really seemed to be so pleased to have been a part of the event and felt that it was, especially those speakers, we had a lot of speakers there that had cancer, had their own cancer diagnosis. And they were all saying that, you know, this is what I needed when I had my cancer diagnosis and there wasn't an event like this. They were sort of blindly going through it in the dark, or obviously Yes to Life is there and can support people, but it was just a massive marketing campaign that we put out. So we think we probably attracted people that were new to the whole idea of integrated medicine. And then obviously from there, there's resources with Yes to Life and Penny Bronn, who I should mention, Penny Bronn UK were really involved in supporting that development of that first event as well, particularly the first weekend, which is very aligned with their kind of how they operate on a regular basis. And that was a lovely thing of everyone coming together with that common goal of delivering an event that was meeting a really important need. So.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser. B-Cure Laser.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Look, easy to go on raving about the 2020 event for us, but let's talk a little bit about 2022. Do you already have any speakers in place?
Yeah, no, we do. We absolutely do. We have some great speakers already lined up. We're still in the process of inviting people, but we've got a number of oncologists already coming in. We've got Dr. Eleanor Walker. She's the Director of Breast Radiation in Oncology at the Henry Ford Health Center in the United States. And she's also really into the concept of an integrative approach to medicine. She's one of the council members for the Society for Integrative Oncology. And actually, we made contact with her through Patrick Hannaway, who we spoke about, who gave that amazing talk last time. We've got another oncologist that's coming in from Egypt, who's going to be talking about nutrigenomics and how you can eat certain ways based on your gene profile and how she uses that in her work. So that will be really interesting. And then we've got some really, you know, world-leading, best-selling authors coming in as well. Dr. Lorenzo Cohen is the co-author of the Anti-Cancer Living book, but he's also the Clinical Cancer Prevention and Director of Integrative Medicine at MD Anderson Center in Texas. So his book has just been, you know, it's really highly up there on the sort of recommended book in terms of introducing you to this whole field of integrative medicine for cancer. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And he's coming with his co-author, Alison Jeffries. And then another author is Dr. William Lai, and he's the author of a book called Eat to Beat Disease. But he also gave a TED talk on cancer some years ago, which has had something like 11 million views, and very inspiring speaker. And again, I think just what a privilege that we're going to be able to have these people joining us, and the audience are going to be able to interact with them and ask questions, you know. So, I mean, that's just a selection. We've also got some great oncologists coming from the UK, Professor Robert Thomas and Dr. Penny Kekayoglu. And so that will be great to have their involvement as well. We've got Dr. Nasha Winters, and the list is growing daily at the moment. So,
yeah, of course, Professor Thomas was a mainstay of last time's event, but interestingly enough, Penny Kekayoglu was in the audience last time, and now we're featuring her. Amazing that, you know, she's been drawn in. Of course, she's heavily involved with us, hosting a podcast with me now, and one of our medical supporters. So great to have her on board. And of course, she's also taking a pivotal role in the British Society for Integrative Oncology. So all of that really has come directly from the last event. So very exciting.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I attended the day after the Penny Bron UK hosted a meeting that did go over, you know, sort of acted as another sort of debrief and wrap up for the event. And she was in attendance there. And it was just so exciting to hear that there's another oncologist in the UK that is really open to these different ways of dealing with cancer. So it was just great. And obviously, I think hopefully we want to attract more and more people like that all the time. There were a lot of doctors in attendance last time as well.
That's really great. As you pointed out, Virgil, one of the great things about last time was the level of collaboration, which I think was really new. I don't think there's ever been that kind of level of collaboration before. And there was the sort of main collaboration between Yes to Life and Penny Bron UK, which was brilliant and brought lots of extra depth to the event, I think. But it went a lot further than that. I mean, Sophie, maybe you want to say a bit about the collaborators we had last time and what the general interest was in the community and what's planned for this time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we were really lucky to have the support of a number of associations and charities from all across the globe. Like you say, we had Penny Bron and obviously the Yes to Life charity, but we worked closely with the National Centre of Integrative Medicine, Alliance for Natural Health and Oncology, Maggie's, Cancer UK, Cancer Care Map. The list is endless. We had about 40 supporters that worked with us sharing the message of the event.
Yeah, well, that's really important because, I mean, I think that, you know, this has been one of the great weaknesses of the movement towards integration has been the kind of fragmented nature of the whole sector. And it's so powerful to get so many people behind one event, one message. Of course, the number of people that will have been able to access this information as a result through those channels is amplified enormously. So, very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the types of people, like Vish said, we had oncologists, doctors, nutritionists, therapists, people that have obviously had a cancer diagnosis, but also their family and their friends. So it wasn't just for people that have had a cancer diagnosis. That the audience and the people involved was much broader than that. And it was just a coming together of people that all had something to gain, really, and something to interested in this subject matter and just wanted to find out a little bit more. So, yeah, it was really inclusive.
Yeah. The international nature of the event, I think, is a central part of it as well. I mean, okay, Yes to Life's a UK charity, but the kind of isolationism of countries that's gone on in the past has been not to the benefit of people with cancer, I think, because different cultures, different political and social climates in different countries produce different pieces of information about cancer. Wildly different, you know, things that are not possible in one country happen in another country, and then you see, well, it actually works. And I think it's enormously important to be sharing information between continents, between countries. And that was done in spades last time. And it's looking like we're heading the same way this time. Is that right?
Yeah, that the presentation that really stood out for me was the mistletoe therapy. Because I think, you know, if you talk to somebody that was going through conventional cancer treatment and you might mention mistletoe therapy, I mean, I think in the UK it might sound like it's a completely alternative approach to medicine, whereas the reality was we had an oncologist in Switzerland talking to about how it's a really integrated part of their treatment plan, not just in private hospitals, but in, you know, all the state-run hospitals. Mistletoe therapy is integrated in, and here's the evidence why. And he spoke about, Dr. Boris Hubenthal spoke about how, you know, for certain types of cancer care, the science around why you should incorporate mistletoe therapy into your treatment is, you know, so evident. And it was just listening to that. And I think it was just really empowering for me just to understand the science that is going around. Really presenting the science and really promoting that. But also I found that Dr. Elizabeth Thompson interviewed Dr. Boris Hubenthal. And one of the really striking things for me afterwards when we spoke was that she also felt, as a medical practitioner, that her lifelong passion was being validated. She left feeling very empowered that what she's been working on, her lifelong passion to bring integrated medicine into all healthcare systems, was really validated. And actually, I think as a result of Your Life in Cancer, where we did have 200 medical practitioners or nutritional therapists, clinicians, et cetera, in attendance, I think it's safe to say that that sort of gave the impetus to get the British Society for Integrative Oncology sort of reignited with more vigor and enthusiasm. And then since then, that's a growing list. So it was just really exciting to think about how this small event that we planned during lockdown and the significant benefit. I mean, the British Society for Integrative Oncology hosted an online event in May this year, and they had close to 400 doctors in attendance. And if you just start thinking, you know, that message is getting multiplied and more, and soon, hopefully, the dream would be that if you are a cancer patient and you want to go and talk to your oncologist and you want to talk to them about the importance of diet and exercise, that you'll be met with somebody that understands and agrees with you that yes, you probably can benefit from making some changes, and you don't have to be so isolated in your conversations, because that's what it feels like, that a lot of cancer patients are people that have a cancer diagnosis are dealing with an integrative plan, but it's very separate from the conversations they're having with their oncologists. So yeah. For me, it's so exciting that we've got people like Penny and Rob Thomas who are really open to those, combining those things. And
totally agree. Really important. I think they are an inspiration for other professionals. So, you know, I hope many more join them. Yeah. Very interesting, and yeah, completely with you on what you say about the international thing there. Getting that kind of perspective on how things look elsewhere, really important. I mean, one of the things that got me in that mistletoe presentation was that mistletoe is the single most prescribed medicine for cancer in the world. I mean, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
Extraordinary, because I think if you ask most people in the UK, they've probably never even heard of it, so except for at Christmas. So
yeah, well, that's that isolationist thing where you sit in your own little patch and just hear the same messages pass around and around. It's so great to have you know, input from elsewhere.
Yeah. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay. Scalar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
One of the foundational tenets of integrative medicine is the absence of any division between the mind, the body and the spirit, and the need to address people with cancer holistically to give the best care, get the best outcome. So your life in cancer 2020 reflected this really powerfully, I think. Tell me about the holistic nature of next year's event, the ways in which it's going to address these different areas.
That was really interesting from last time, is I guess the message at the end of the first weekend was that we started the first weekend with an introduction that the power of food and nutrition and how it can make a difference. And then we built on that with exercise, and the science was presented in terms of how, you know, prehab as well as rehab in terms of exercise. But with a really strong message, which you touched on already, what Sophie Savage talked about, the power of fear, that we had Dr. Lauren McDonald with us, just talking about the mind-body connection. And we had a scientist from the University of Calgary talking about mindfulness and cancer care. So that came out so strong for me, is that, and obviously you've got the Radical Remission book, which is talking about the sort of 9 or now 10 common factors that people have in common that relate to those people that have had radical remissions. And so many of those are based around the mind and body side of things. So that's a really important component. So we've got some really exciting presentations where people will be talking about their own diagnosis, how they've overcome it, what they've done, how they've used the power of the mind. And that will be weaved through both weekends, actually, because it is something that actually, you know, you need to it's a fundamental part of any integrative cancer treatment plan. So
absolutely. So you know, another thing that was great, and that Yes to Life's always sought to include in our major events, is of course the latest thinking. This is particularly true for the second weekend, that there'll be people out there hungry to hear what the cutting edge science is saying. Can be so important to people who are facing a very difficult situation. We got something coming up in 2022 on that front.
Yeah, the second weekend is the opportunity for us to present some of the science and the evidence of some of the cutting edge science and thoughts behind some treatment plans that are still not necessarily commonplace, but give you an opportunity to hear the science behind them. So we are going to be having a scientist talking about vitamin C and the importance of that in your cancer treatment. We're hoping to have somebody talking about cancer stem cells, somebody to go into the ketogenic diet in much more detail, because it's an area that's particularly really important and discussed a lot. And there are places when it can be really useful, and maybe at others times when it maybe isn't as needed. So those are the types of topics that we'll delve deeper into in the second weekend.
Sort of work in progress there. Yeah. Okay. Sophie, do you want to say a little bit about who the event is aimed at and what the opportunities for those people are for engagement?
So the event is very much aimed at people that have had a cancer diagnosis, but it's also there for friends and relatives and for other practitioners and doctors and oncologists that are working within the field. So the way the programme is laid out is we have 30-minute breaks in between all the sessions to give people a good opportunity to have some break from the screen. And we also have a wellness session that's taking place alongside that has a mix of activities from breathwork and meditation and yoga. So people can dip in and out of the wellness area as and when they please. And this year, new for 2022, we're going to be hosting the event on a platform called Hoover, which is a fantastic opportunity to interact with others. So there are breakout rooms, there are the opportunity to attend and visit virtual booths where you can meet with exhibitors that are offering products and services that might be of interest to you. So it's a fantastic platform. It's really, really great to be able to interact with others if you choose to do so. You can also attend anonymously if that's something you would prefer to. But if you want to join in with other people and learn from others and join some breakout groups, then this platform enables you to do that.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So that's completely new for this year then. So that's in addition to, obviously, every speaker, I think, is going to have Q&A happening. So there's a chance to question two experts in every session. There are quite a few opportunities for people to get stuck in and talk about this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So at the end of every session, we have a 15 to 20 minute Q&A session where people can ask their questions directly to the hosts and the presenters, which is an amazing opportunity to be able to ask those questions to those people and have a direct response. In fact, last year we had so many questions that the speakers were very, very kindly offered the opportunity to present some of those answers after the event. So we actually able to give some feedback once the event was over. So
yeah, they made little video recordings, which was just great. I mean, that sort of was that emphasised the willingness of these really amazing experts, the time that they were willing to take to share and help spread the word. It was just great.
Brilliant. So, we're getting towards the end. So I just thought it'd be nice to hear, it's quite clear from you talking about it, how passionate you are about this sector, even though you're, an events organiser and, not necessarily tied up with integrative medicine. So what makes you so passionate about this sector in particular?
I think Sophie and I both, if I can speak for both of us, but we both really believe in the power of integrative medicine, and that there's obviously, and what I love about integrative medicine is it's a real acceptance that conventional medicine is really important component of a healthcare system. And so it's not an either or, this is about combining the both. And I feel that potentially a more middle ground. I mean, again, coming back to Lisa Shuler saying that, sometimes you really need this really important medicine. And yet doing that in isolation just seems such a missed opportunity. And I just feel like from when you listen to the people that presented at the event last year, and I'm hoping the same will come out of this next one, and those people that have incorporated both some complementary, some lifestyle changes, some holistic approaches, definitely mind and body approaches, dealt with some of their, their sort of long-term stresses and demons maybe. They just really feel that that has really contributed to their current state of health and well-being. And I guess a lot of people, the message that comes through a lot is that actually they're healthier than before their cancer diagnosis, because it's just increased their well-being in general. So that for me, that just, I sort of felt like, you want to get on top of stand on the top of a high-rise building and say, why doesn't everyone know about this? Why are we not telling people about these things? And why has it become so fragmented in the past that, there's this fear that if you talk about anything that is not viewed as completely conventional, that you're talking about something alternative. But also as a result of coming out of this too, is just that real understanding that there's doctors out there and clinicians and nutritionists and professionals that actually they're just crying out for information as well. You know, they want to have the same information and they also want to make sure it's evidence-based. They want to be able to, and there's some, you know, if you go through medical school and you get 2 hours of nutrition training in those 6 years of medical school, I mean, how can we expect them to then educate their patients on the importance of nutrition? And so I just felt like it was very uplifting in that everyone coming together to share that same common message. And it's just really rewarding. I think events can make a difference. And I think, you know, helping the British Society for Integrative Oncology be reignited was potentially one of the powerful results of this event. But obviously, there will have been a lot more individual stories that we haven't necessarily heard about, but of people that have implemented some of the changes. And that's a really nice, it's a much more rewarding event to work on than some others we've worked on in the past, basically. Mm.
So do you want to just tell us about events you've done recently and events you are planning for 2022 in this sector?
We actually started out on this journey just a few months before COVID happened. So it's an interesting time to be an event organizer, but it has been great. We've delivered 3 online events, Your Life and Cancer being one of them, the British Society for Integrative Oncology's annual conference was in May, and I think I've mentioned already had close to 400 people there. And then just last month, we've had the European Congress for Integrative Medicine, which was very much about presenting the research and the science behind an integrative approach to healthcare. So it didn't just focus on cancer, it focused on all types of health and was very much researchers presenting their findings, you know, meta-analysis reviews and systematic reviews and just real, you know, really presenting the evidence. And it was really interesting to hear. And then next year, what we're doing is we're planning for an in-person event in June, and we're hosting an event called the Integrative and Personalized Medicine Conference that's going to be held alongside, we're organizing that in association with the College of Medicine. And it's going to be held alongside their food in prescription conference that they have organised for a number of years now, and also a new integrated mental health conference that we're organising. So the components of an approach to evidence-based medicine is obviously utilising the research that comes out of universities, but also combining that with the years of clinical experience that practitioners, doctors, therapists have, and how they utilise that and combine that with the research that's coming out of university. And that is the basis of an evidence-based approach to medicine. So this next event in June is going to be very much about presenting the clinical experience. And we did have some talks like that at the European Congress for Integrative Medicine last month, and they were really inspiring. We had Dr. Sally Moorcroft, who actually presented last year at the Your Life and Cancer Conference and is joining us this year too. She's an integrative medicine doctor, a functional medicine doctor, trained in herbal medicine. I mean, that offers mistletoe therapy. And she just demonstrates how when you bring all of these things together, she's just gave us a really empowering case study about the difference that it can make. So this event in June is for clinicians, practitioners, doctors, so that we can again spread the word, get more people excited about the field and more people willing to be open-minded and start incorporating this into their practice. So,
well, brilliant. It's causing a stir on both sides here, both the patients and the practitioners, which is what's needed really. So with so much activity, you feel like the kind of cause of integrative medicine has to move forward a bit faster now. I think it's brilliant anyway. Can people buy tickets for the event yet, and how affordable is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So registration is open and people can register to attend online. The cost to attend starts from £30 per weekend, and we've kept the cost really low so that it's accessible for everybody. This information is so invaluable. We want to make sure it's accessible to everyone. So the cost starts from £30, and people can register online on www.yourlifeandcancer.com. And it's worth mentioning that we have an early bird deadline on the 15th of January. So registrations before the 15th of January for that early bird price of £30.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to end it there. Thanks so much, Sophie Versha, for telling us about the event next year. Can't wait. Looking forward to it enormously. It's not very far away. Everybody make sure this is in your diary, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the event. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. It's a real privilege to be working with you on this as well. It's and with Penny Bron UK. We love helping you deliver the message that you've been sharing for years now. So it's great to be able to spread that to more people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, as you heard, tickets are currently available for an absolute steal at only £30. If you came in 2020, I'm sure you won't want to miss this. And if you didn't, visit the website to take a look at what you missed. That's yourlifeandcancer.com. Thanks so much for listening today. I'll be back with another episode of the show next week. And I hope you'll make a point of listening to the show again here on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.